Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Around this time last year, the Boston Red Sox were sliding into their September slump. Then, after the team's historic collapse, some of their problems came out into the open, like the fried chicken and beer in the clubhouse. Now, the Sox still seem to be suffering indigestion from last year's feast of failure, and according to some reports, tensions are teetering on mutiny in the clubhouse. To find out if this is real life or a made-for-media soap opera, we've got Nick Cafardo on deck. He's national baseball reporter for the Boston Globe. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Deb.
Okay, so what in the world is happening in the Red Sox clubhouse? There are reports about meetings with management and a lack of confidence in Bobby Valentine, but management saying Valentine's here to stay. What's going on?
You know, some of the reports of this mutiny, I think, have been really, really overblown. I think there have been communication problems throughout the season between Valentine and players and Valentine in the front office, and I think all of those things have improved greatly during the course of the season. The only thing that hasn't improved is the one-loss record.
So what do you think is the issue that's going on here right now?
The biggest thing, I think, is that the management of the team did not change the roster after the September collapse. You know, some of the culprits from the roster a year ago are still there. The top two starting pitchers have really done a poor job as the leaders of their pitching staff. One and two pitchers are 15 games under 500. I think that's the major problem right there.
So it's really the players, you're saying?
Oh, I think so, yeah. You know, the team has not made the playoffs for three straight years now, and much of the same roster exists. So I think they realize now that there is something about the chemistry of the roster that just doesn't work on the field.
But what about the chemistry of Valentine? I mean, it may be that some of these reports are exaggerated, but certainly Valentine has a reputation as being this sort of divide and conquer person and not exactly the most personable of managers.
You know, it's just one of those things where he tried to come in and take a tougher approach, which is what exactly what they needed, and was met with resistance. And he is slowly but surely, I think, tried to improve that, and I think he's succeeding. Just doesn't translate on the field.
So the team management says it's behind Valentine. He's here to stay for the rest of the season. You think he'll be around next season as well?
Every indication I've received, the answer is yes. You know, unless there are other incidents or the team quits on him. You know, if that's the case, then I can see management changing their mind. Otherwise, I think they realize what the problem is, and they need to change the roster.
All right. Nick Cafardo, national baseball reporter for the Boston Globe. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Deb.